With us, Marty Conricote again from Sea Center, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about the coastal bays. Hi, Marty.
Oh, hello again, Chris.
Wow, what's this?
Well, I brought this two animals I could grab here real quick. You might find commonly out in the coastal bays, such as Corpus Christi Bay here. I've got a blue crab.
Ooh.
Kind of ornery little critter, you can see here. These are good eating. This is quite common what you get if you order a crab salad. You'll get blue crab, very common crab. They got a bad disposition. You see how he's fighting and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
For safety purposes, we've clipped his claws so they can't pinch me. He'll poke at me, but he won't be able to grab me. But normally he has very powerful claws. These guys have got powerful claws so that they can eat other crabs and break open their shells and other crustaceans. Here's Ryan, you can hold him.
They can actually regrow a claw,
they
too,
can.
Can't they?
Now, as the animal, like I said, we broke off the claw just for here for teaching purposes. But after this animal molts, that claw will come back. Before we release these guys back into the wild, we will let the claw grow back so that the animal can then defend itself and also hunt for food.
And what's this molting? When it does it shed?
When it's molt, he actually, his shell, it's just his hard exoskeleton. He will shed that, and he'll actually come out through the backside, almost like a little door here. This will open up here along the back. The animal itself will come out, and at that time, the animal is very vulnerable. He has a very soft body, but then he'll ingest a lot of water and expand up to 25% of his body size and reharden a new shell.
Hmm.
And then he'll possibly come back and start eating his old shell to get back the calcium to help in his shell growth.
Wow.
And it takes about 24 hours. For him to get a new hard shell. As I said, during that time, he's very susceptible to attack from other animals that normally wouldn't be able to get him with his hard shell, and also his claws are not as strong as possible.
Wow. Thank you.
And this guy here, these are hermit crabs. I'll see if I can get this guy to come out here.
Being a hermit.
Now these crabs here, the shell that this animal is in, is not a shell that he makes. He freeloads. He comes and finds a shell that was made by a snail or a whelk or something of this nature, and then he'll move into it. And as the animal grows, he'll look for bigger and bigger shells as the animal grows. Now these are marine hermit crabs, which is different than the land hermit crabs that you sometimes find in pet shops. Mm-hmm. So if you buy one of those in pet shops, you don't want to put it in water, you'll drown it. At the same time, if you find these on the seashore, you don't want to take it home and leave it out of water. The animal will die then.
Okay.
He needs water to survive. He's starting to come out there a little bit.
So these organisms that you're finding are in our coastal bays.
Yes.
Now, the coastal bays, how are they different from the Gulf of Mexico, say?
Diggins talked about before, coastal bays used to be brackish. Coastal bays is usually considered estuaries. We have a mixing between the salt and the fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often the salinity will change depending on the rainfall or the lack thereof. You get a lot of rain, the salinity will drop way down with the large influx of fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, when you go into the drought period, the salinity will rise dramatically. Coastal bays is where, I guess, what I talked about before, where the marshes are like the nursery grounds. Is the animal, there he's starting to come out. he's gonna come out and try to pull his shell over.
So these bays are actually muddier, I guess.
Yes.
Than the beaches,
you're right. You'll find a lot of the sediments in there. They'll be sandy, or they'll have a soft sediment bottom. And so it will vary as you go around. You see this guy, he's kind of pinching my hand a little bit, trying to pull himself over. He has small claws.
So the shell actually spent its time kind of slithering on the bottom, I guess, kind of like a snail?
Right.
And then it died?
And then it died for a variety of different reasons. You know, see this guy, he'll try and crawl away on my hand here. Trying to get back into the water. Now these guys will survive out of water for a period of time. If they're caught up above the high tide mark, that won't be a problem for them.
And there's different kinds of hermit crabs.
Yes.
There's big ones.
There's the biggest one is the giant red hermit crab, which you'll get probably about, I'm not sure exactly, but I'd say up to 10 inches long. Now the animal is considerably long in this shell and will curl back up in there. And it has a very powerful muscle to hold him up in there.
Hmm. Well, gosh. And this other guy's
He's just the same thing. It's just another one. Put him back in there to put him back in the water. Probably take a few minutes for this guy here to come out. But they're very gentle animals, but and they got pinchers on them, but they're very small. Although when you get to the giant red hermit crabs, they do have pinchers that are considerably larger. Well, they're not an aggressive animal. If you hold them in your hand and they come out, they might get a piece of skin and pinch it to make you sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Marty.
My pleasure.
I know we'll be visiting with you in a minute. Let's go ahead.